This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're just despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Got something you're irritated about, you're teed off about, you don't like what I said, love what I said, get involved in the conversation. You can find us on Facebook and or up at the website, therealside.com. You can also send me an email. Yeah, go ahead. You ready to write? If you're driving, don't write. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. And really, look, it ain't that hard. Makes it easy. You don't really have to give it a whole bunch of thought now, do you? Anyway, you know, if you head up to the website, like I told you earlier, I've been telling you, the conservatives are really taking a beating online with digital media and the way we get our message out. And if we can't get our message out, there's a lot of stuff we can't do. So we can always use help. We can always use your help. Tell friends, loved ones, unloved ones about the show, how to find the show, where to get it. And then you want to head up on the website, therealside.com, where you can buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. And listen, I'm not sending my kids to college on it. Let me tell you what, okay? But it also, it helps tremendously. And there's plenty of good information in there that can help you fight the people that are coming at you for being a conservative, for being a Republican, for being a God lover. You know, some of you, I don't do this to make fun of you, but when somebody's coming at you and all over your case, like I've had people do, atheists who love to, you know, meet up with me in parking lots, for you to start sticking your finger in their face and telling them, John 3:16 says, you're telling them, you're spewing to them something they don't believe in. That they believe is a bunch of hooey. It's no different than you telling a liberal why you as a conservative are right about abortion. They don't get it. There's something wrong with you. They're not going to believe you. So you got to pray for the right words to say to these people. It ain't always sticking your finger in their face and giving them book and chapter. Speaking of failures, CNN had another major fail. I always love it when this happens. And I love it because they're so self-righteous. They really, truly believe that they have all the answers, that they know what's going on. You can't tell them anything. And as some of you know, when I go on there from time to time, it's always a kick. Because it's like, guys, really? Seriously. You're in here 24-7 hating on Trump, but you don't even know why. CNN continues to struggle with its ratings, failing to crack the top five in both total day and primetime cable ratings. Now, according to Nielsen Media Research, now they are the biggies in the business. You guys have heard their name before. For the week of June 18th to the 24th, Fox News see that? It's the drugs. Why would people listen to Fox? Continue to dominate the other cable news networks by ranking one in both total day and primetime ratings. MSNBC fell slightly behind at number two in both categories. Fox News earned the 24th consecutive week on top. 24th week on top. Right? Think about that. They also earned I don't even know what this means. An average primetime viewership for the week of 2.5 million. CNN, meanwhile, trailed far behind of its news competitors, ranking 13th. Come on, let that sink in. Hey, Jim Acosta, how's those antics working out for you? How are they helping CNN? They rank seventh in total day. In primetime, CNN lost to, you ready for this one? HGTV. You know what that is? That's the Garden Channel. Apparently, you would rather watch grass grow and tomato bugs eat tomato plants than you would listen to CNN. Investigation Discovery, the History Channel, and the Discovery Channel, along with my favorite, the Food Network. That's right. Baking lasagna beat out CNN in primetime. Can you imagine being one of those people sitting there going, well, I hate Fox, I can't watch them, and CNN's a joke. Hey, Tammy, sit next to me. Let's see how they make lasagna on Food Network. Can you imagine? Anderson Cooper and Chris Cuomo led the lineup. They earned them just well under a million, 900,000 average primetime viewers. Fox Business Network also continued its superiority over the competitor, CNBC. Fox consistently gets 25% of the viewership. But, hey, they're a fake and lousy channel. Don't you know that? It's all fake news. It's all of that. It's just amazing to me. But I love it. I love when they do this. That's why I said don't discourage Nancy Pelosi. Don't discourage Maxine Waters. Let them go. Matter of fact, pay for their lunch. Right? And I love the craziness that's going on. I mean, seriously. And you know, we were talking about Acosta a second ago, which I find the guy for me is repulsive in a lot of areas. Okay, he's got no decorum. He absolutely no couth, no manners. And I wonder why he's so disliked, not by the White House, but also by people around him. Right? I mean, sitting there, Acosta is yelling out during the president's speech, Mr. President, will you stop calling the press the enemy of the people? Well, Jim, he doesn't call all the press the enemy of the people, only the ones that lie and twist, like you. So he's in the back of the room, and he does this all the time. This is why even his colleagues are starting to dislike him big time. And he's yelling, Mr. President, would you stop? And his colleagues have turned around going, shh, quiet, shut up. Go with Senior Hush, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far, a lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
Your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732. Don't give me all your loving and all your hugs and kisses. Give me all your money, all your pennies and dimes, too. I like that. Well, you're different. 855 Real Joe, 855-732. I keep you well drugged, well medicated. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much. And I mean that sincerely, for being with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air in the chat room. I appreciate the time that you take to be with us. I know you don't, you know, I know there's a whole bunch of other shows out there. I get it. And I know there's a whole bunch of other places you could be being at, watching, throwing back a pint with Xander. So head up to the website, realside.com, become part of our Patreon team. Seriously. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, being part of the solution, helping me with ideas and irritating some of the people on the left. It's become part of my pastime. We were talking about Jim Acosta being very upset at the president. He wants the president to stop calling the press the enemy of the people. Well, listen, if you're giving fact, okay, you're not giving your opinion. Because if I want an opinion, I'll go to an opinion section of the paper or a website where I know that has a lot of opinion. I'll see what people are thinking about certain things and certain issues, which I do on a regular basis to see what side certain people are taking. If you really want to see the difference, go from Fox News over to Huffington Post, and you'll see the titles totally different. But, I mean, the reality, again, I want news. You know, forgive me, in the recent shooting, it should not be, well, this is all because President Trump is talking about so much hate. No, I don't want to hear that when I turn on the news. You know what I want to hear? I want to hear 5 people were killed today, 2 are in critical condition because we have a nutjob shooter who was mad at his boss, who targeted this company. The police are still working on it, and guess what we're going to do? We're going to bring you the facts as they come in. Now, in another story, that's what I want to hear. And that's what they should be doing. If they don't want to be journalists, if they don't want to be news people, get out of the business. Go start a foo-foo, onion magazine. And then Acosta, they talk about he's not very president. The president's not very presidential, right? And we all know that 2 wrongs make a right. Because when Michelle Obama said, I'll take the high road, we take the high road when they take the low road, those were just empty words. They have not done that yet. Not one time have you heard one of them say, well, I know what the Republicans are doing, I know what they're saying, but here's what we're going to do, because this is what we stand for. That's not what you hear. No, what you hear is Acosta. He's not being very respectful to the position. He's not being very respectful to the position of president, is he? When are you going to stop calling the press the enemy of the people? I would have responded, I would have spun around and responded, when you guys start telling the facts and only the facts and take your hate out of it. Because you don't have a right to do that. And again, this, with the company he's working for, who can't even get better ratings than the Lasagna Baking Network. Right? Than the Garden Network, Home and Garden Network. I mean, not that I put down Home and Garden Network, because I've watched stuff on that. I like when they teach you how to grow things. But really, Acosta, seriously, and Acosta's trying to tie, as many of those other groups are trying to tie, all the negatives, all the bad stuff going on, the shootings with president. So I am sure that that young man was sitting at home. This is what an idiot Acosta is. Right? I am sure that that guy's sitting at home one day and he went, hey, you know what? President Trump keeps talking about how the press, it's just, they're so corrupt, they're so bad, they're so nasty, they're so hateful. I think I'll go out and shoot me up my office. I'm sure that was what was in his mind. Yet where were they on the shooter that shot up the ballpark that only had Republicans, who specifically asked if those were Republicans before he went and got his gun and started shooting up the place? Right? I'm just curious. And after all this nasty stuff that's going on, what happens? You find out that the shooter had a vendetta against the paper. Thought he was treated wrong. right? It's just amazing. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Arnold's back in the news. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Love this guy. Self-important. Just think he's the most important thing since sliced bread. And the funny thing about it, too, is, you know, think about it. You know, here's another guy they revere in high esteem, right? Here's a guy who cheated on his wife. You know, had kids at home. Had another kid he didn't tell her about. A picture of morality, is he not? He's upset, or this Yoho is upset, and he made fun of Trump, because Trump is bringing back coal, right? He's making coal, the coal business, now something that people can actually make money, get their jobs, God forbid, we don't want to get their jobs back, right? I mean, is it just me? These guys get sicker as the days go, what the heck happened to that? It was just up there. God, I hate America. No, I don't mean America, America. I mean the story that I had up. Yeah, it's just amazing. Anyway, so Schwarzenegger says that you can't bring back coal, you can't bring back jobs, you can't bring back any of this stuff. And he was actually making fun of Donald Trump for saying that. Because, you know, coal is dirty, coal is nasty. He even said, he joked about the fact that coal was dirty and nasty, and maybe he should bring black blockbusters. They could rent videos again. You know, VHS videos again. Can you believe this guy? So just again, it's just amazing to me. This happens on a regular basis. Why are we not again calling these people out? And he says, it's foolish, it's laughable, it's outdated. When did coal become outdated? We still need it for many things. But he's right from a standpoint, it's not that dirty coal. You know, America's come a long way, or the U.S. has come a long way when it comes to coal technology and clean coal. And think of all the people.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The next step in this process is
either a preliminary hearing or bringing the case before a grand jury for an indictment.
This as investigators learn that that newsroom attack in Annapolis, Maryland was coordinated. The spokesperson with the state attorney's office calling them a brutal attack on innocent victims. The shooter walking into the newsroom, barricading the exit doors and systematically killing employees, even as some tried to flee. President Trump says he'll announce his pick to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy July 9th. He announced Wednesday he'd retire this summer. The president with a list that he's narrowed down. The AP saying two women are on his short list. Pro-lifers hopeful the president will pick someone who will protect the unborn, some calling it the battle of our lifetimes. And forecasters say it could be nearly 100 degrees during the New York City Triathlon on Monday. That's not deterring them. Some 5,000 athletes participating in Monday's events. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests.
We are back. Listen to Hillside on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Sorry about that last segment. I'm yakking away here talking to myself because my headset went dead. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Should Democrats come out of the socialist closet? We'll deal with that in a minute. I mean, look, I've been saying this for years on this show. They were afraid to open up. They were afraid to say anything. They were afraid. And I think they tested it years ago when they at the DNC. With, what was his name? Villaraigosa? When he came out and talked about, what the heck are you doing over there? When he came out and was trying to get the platform passed without God in it, right? He was totally, remember the look on his face? Totally dumbfounded. It's like when you take a drink of your vodka and you find out it's really water. I mean, seriously, right? Totally surprised. And it just went downhill from there. But we've known they've been like that for so long. You know, these are the same people that tell us that God's got no place in the government. God's got no place in our conversation or any of that other stuff. Yet you got Maxine Waters screaming they're doing the work of God. So you Dems that want God out of the platform, Maxine's bringing her back. So is Pelosi. Remember Pelosi said that the Democratic Party does the work of God, the Republicans do the work of Satan. So for a group that doesn't want religion and government, they are just having a field day with it, aren't they? Anyway, you know, a funny story from Schwarzenegger. He said it was foolish and laughable to bring back outdated technology just to suit your political agenda. I mean, who are you going to bring back next? Floppy disks, fax machines, Beanie Baby? Well, hey, if they make money and they put people to work, why not? Right? This all coming from a guy who tanked The Apprentice in no time. That's how great and wonderful he is. Who talked about his loving wife and family and let him down by having regular sex with the house cleaner and having a baby with her. Isn't that great? This was a guy that came in swinging a baseball bat to the California legislature as a California governor and got his butt handed to him because he's so tough. You know what? As a movie star and or, I guess, I don't know, restaurateur, whatever you want to call him. Maybe he was successful at that. But, man, the rest of it, fail. Just a whole bunch of fail stamps all over the place for him. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And do you want to, we'll post that story up later so you can look at it. So the Democrats, you know, on this show especially, for years, I've been talking about how the Democrats, they're socialists. They've always been socialists. Yeah, you know, it's just like not really, you know, at the upper level, not really God believers. Right? Want to stay away from, and they'll say, we just want to stay away from religion. No, not really. Read what they write. Read what management writes. So these are management styles. You go to work for you. I keep telling people, let's look at these as clubs. You may not want to belong to either club, but look at these as clubs. Would you join either one of these clubs if they didn't line up with what you believe to be true, with the things that you want to support and be part of, where you wanted your money going? I wouldn't. I wouldn't belong to a club. Well, first of all, the old Marx joke is I wouldn't belong to any club that would have me as a member. Let's start off there. But would you belong to any of these clubs, any of these groups that had this kind of mindset? Because I wouldn't. I wouldn't want any part of it. But you look at the Democrats, like Bernie Sanders, he, you know what? He's the one that brought it to the forefront. I really feel bad, and I know you guys are going to laugh at me. I feel bad for the millennials that were involved with Bernie Sanders. They got screwed, okay? They played the game properly. They played by the rules like they were supposed to. They got behind Bernie because they saw Bernie as their person. And it was stolen. The DNC, the party they believe is the party of the people, the party that loved them, screwed them and had no problem doing it. Stole that primary from Bernie Sanders. Now, the party now believes that the reason they're losing is because they haven't gotten far enough to the left. Because they haven't become socialist enough. Because they're just not where the people want them. But what they don't realize is the average sane Democrat, and yes, they're out there. Like I said, most of my family are Democrats on the East Coast. Wonderful people. And I'm not saying it because they're my family. I don't have, we don't have any loons. Eh, one or two, but...
You made them.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, thank you for that. Anyhow... The Democratic love of socialism for many years. The love that dared not speak its name. No more. They're out in the open. They have come out of the socialist closet, if you would. Look at the people they have at the top. Look at the people that are pushing more and more for some of these things. Look at just one in the New York 14th District. Total, flat out, unabashed, openly socialist. Now, socialist Bernie Sanders is unquestionably the spiritual leader of the Democratic Party when it comes to this. And he's pushing for the party itself to change its image, to truly just openly come out as socialist. You know, when you look at it, and on the strength of her blowout Democratic primary win over liberal incumbent Joe Crowley, the party ruled, and think about it. Joe Crowley had a position in the party. He had a position of importance and authority in the party. Raised money for the party. Right? You're thinking it might be Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is now one of the most prominent faces in the Democratic Party. She's what they're looking at. She's the upcoming. So the Democrats, isn't that kind of funny? So people voted, American people voted, and I'm tired of hearing about President Trump winning because of the Electoral College. Sure. So we won the 36 governorships because of the Electoral College. No. We won 31 of the houses across the country because of the Electoral College. No. Shows you how uneducated you actually are. No, because people were tired of your socialist attitude, ideas, and programs. They're tired of it. They're tired of you caring more about illegal immigrants, about illegal aliens, about criminals, more than you are about the average American person. They're tired of you wanting to feed, wanting to feed, those who come over the border illegally, the kids that come over the border illegally, than our own American kids, U.S. kids, starving to death here in this country, sleeping in the streets in this country. You never talk about them. You never... Okay. Breathe. Thank you. So, she's the face of the Democratic Party. Poll last fall put support for the socialists at 44% among millennials. More disturbing is 23% of this group agreed that Joe Stalin is a hero. Maybe I should repeat that. And you know what? There's two problems there. That is a major failure of our education system to teach these kids truly who Joe Stalin is. And the professors at the college levels hailing Joe Stalin. And parents who aren't truly teaching their kids about history. Think about that. Joe Stalin was a hero because he brought in socialized medicine. Right? He also killed millions of people. They want Medicare for all. Everybody gets a job. I mean, think about that. Everybody gets a government job. What is that? Democrats are who we thought they were. This is really what it boils down to. Now they're just shaking all their inhibitions. They don't even worry about what people think anymore because they truly believe this is what the country wants. More of this. Pretty much more of everything. Right? When you look at this Cortez woman, her victory is a big sign that Democrats can run on socialist ideas and win. They were afraid of these things before. They were afraid to, look, they were afraid to denounce God at one point. Do you know that? They were afraid to come against the Christian / or Judeo-Christian principles. Not anymore. They were afraid to come against Israel. Not anymore. I mean, you have a Democrat on a city council that wants to find a way to give free illegal drugs to junkies. So they won't have to pay for them. Let's not get them help. Let's not talk about mental health. Let's not talk about getting them someplace where they can be safe and get help. No. Let's find out how to get them more drugs. They're nuts. More on this after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. It's a pleasure to have you with the 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me. Always appreciate the time you spend with us. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, thereelside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. Take the poll. Buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. All those things that you've been taught to be afraid of. But you don't have to be. And I even tell you how to explain them. And I even tell you how to get somebody who's brain dead to understand what it's all about. Seriously. You need to understand. You need to know what's going on. You know, somebody sent me some stats. Somebody sent me some stats on what's going on with Maxine Waters. God bless her. Maxine, in her area, the area that she's taking care of her people, she's so worried about Trump, she's so into violence, she doesn't even live in her own area. Because of the violence level in her area. In 3 years, Maxine Waters' district The violence has turned up tremendously. She's had 336 murders in her area in the last on a 3-year period, a little over a 3-year period. And almost half the turf in her area has been turned over to the gangs. When I say turned over to the gangs, I don't mean the wonderful police department isn't doing anything about it. I mean, they can't fight it anymore. And she lives in almost a $5 million home. How does she relate to her people again? Just amazing. The hypocrisy from the left never, ever, 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 ever stops. Seriously. Anyway, back to the Democrats coming out of the socialist closet. And, you know, if you think about it over the years, you think about some of the things that they've stood for, they've fought for, they've wanted to happen, it's never really changed. Right? Come on, be honest about it. After Justice Kennedy announced his retirement, MSNBC's Chris Matthews said, I'll tell you, the Democratic base is wired now for a revolt. Do you remember when the Tea Party was talking about this stuff? Right, they were all afraid of the Tea Party. They were afraid of the violence. They're violent, racist people. But apparently their group is not. I don't know what to tell you. It became a cliche compared to Washington politics to wag the dog or the idiocracy. Perhaps the two most cited political movies of the era, a forgotten political film from the 1990s. It does deserve more attention. Right? Warren Beatty's Remember Bullworth, which appeared in theaters 20 years ago now. After a full-term President Clinton's triangulation leadership, Beatty was fed up with the state of the Democratic Party. The California Senate, now think about this, what he wanted is he wanted the Democrats to rule with an iron fist, like they haven't done that before. The California senator he portrayed, Jay Bullworth, was a typical cautious, house-trained, corporate-owned Democrat of the era who decided to abandon all restraint and not only say what he thought, but to say so in rap. Now, yes, if you're wondering, this is the movie in which Warren Beatty puts on shades and beanies and goes full Eminem on us. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, think about it. They've had these thoughts for a long time. They've wanted a total control. Now, if you want to see what happens when Democrats get total control of the legislature, when they get to do almost anything they want and nobody can stop them, look at California. Higher gas taxes. Right? Higher taxes, period. They're looking to tax more. Now they're looking to tax professional services. Right? Doctors, lawyers, things like that. And they always talk about how they care about the lower socioeconomic rung of people. Now, they don't care much about the doctors because ultimately they're going to pay for it, right? The government's going to pay for it with your tax money or what little tax money you pay or whatever, or with no tax money you pay. And when you go back and look at this, you look at what they want, what they push for. Look at California. California is pushing for single-payer health care. The state takes it over in total. Right, there's even some hint or talk about government jobs being doled out, because if you keep people working, I don't have a degree in finance, but help me figure this one out. If you get a government job, how does that help the economy? You're taking taxpayer money, right? Money out of the coffers that we don't have to begin with. You're giving somebody a job, but they're paying taxes. Yes, they are. Taxes from tax money. Come on, stop being stupid. You're taking money out of the tax bucket. You're paying John J. Smith. Out of John J. Smith's money, he's paying payroll taxes, Joe. What's wrong with you? Right. So we're going to take the, you know, $7.81 in taxes, and we're going to throw it back in the same bucket it came out of that somebody else paid into. How does that, how does that fix the economy? Oh, then he goes to the store, and he buys a TV set. The TV set is taxed, and that tax money goes into the coffers. But the tax money is tax money to begin with. Confused? Yeah, I am too. The money never leaves the state, never goes back into the state. It's state taxpayer dollars that they're used to give a state-funded job so the guy can go out and buy stuff and do stuff to pay taxes back in the state, but it's the same bucket, only less money. When he changes his mind about wanting to die, he gets murdered anyway. This is Bulwark. Not by his designed assassin, but by the health insurance goon squad, see? You know, because the health insurance people decided he didn't need the transplant or didn't need what he needed and he died. Because that's what health insurance companies do. You know, because here's the thing. You want to see how single-payer insurance would work? You want to see what a chance you'd have of living, what a chance you've had of living a long, healthy life? Check out our VA. Let's see how we're treating our veterans. See what we're doing to our veterans. How long are they living? How long are they waiting for the health care that they need? How many of those guys have heard, oh, thank God we caught it now. Let's get you into such and such a hospital. Let's get you to take care of so and so, and you should be fine with this. And then they wait 6 months, and they find out they're in stage four now. And now they can't have the operation. Why? Because the VA couldn't be bothered. Single-payer health care. When the government has control, people die. It's really that simple. Now, this week proves that Beattie has something dead right about the soul of the Democratic Party. Facing a period of reflection following humiliation and rejection by the voters, their reaction is what? We lost because we were way too much like our opponents. Really? We must fight the urge to be moderate, temperate, and even civil. We must stop mincing words and go full Bulworth. Just to make sure they think going further to the left, further socialists will fix this. After 2016 wipeout that put the Republican Party in the best position it's enjoyed since the period following the election of 1928. They've done nothing to go back and actually look at what went sideways. They've done nothing to go back and look at how they blew it other than decide that how they blew it was they didn't go left enough. They didn't go socialist enough. But the point of this whole segment is it's not a matter of them going left or wanting to go left or wanting to be more socialist. They are open about it. They have come out of that communist socialist government's the best thing for you closet. And some of my friends who listen to the show on a regular basis, you know what I kept saying? I can prove they want total control. I can prove they don't want God in the picture. There's two ways to do it. One is they actually try to remove God from their platform. Don't you remember that? Seriously. And any time you bring up God, they tell you you can't bring the two together. I mean, they try to do it on a regular basis. That's the hypocrisy of it. It ain't going to stop anytime soon, people. It really isn't. This is why you have to teach, treat, train your young people. You have to train your kids to be strong. You have to train your nieces and nephews. You have to train your grandkids. Educate the people around you that you run with. I don't know, whatever clubs you belong to or what have you. Don't argue with them. Don't fight with them. Just talk with them. Look, the Dems have made no effort to moderate their stance at all because they don't believe that their people want them more moderate. The party derides the votes who rejected it. Remember, Nancy Pelosi started calling her blue-collar workers. What'd she call them? Anybody remember? They're low-information voters. People that didn't know who and how they were voting. Isn't that disgusting? Isn't that terrible? She didn't even trust her own people. Anyway. Now, today, when they do some of their polling, they find out that most Dems even feel that Bill... Not most Dems. The socialist Dems feel that Bill Clinton was too moderate. And that Barack Obama blew it by being accommodating instead of angry and forcing his way. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, a lot more coming up in a little bit. If you're leaving us, hey, God bless. Have a great rest of the weekend. Otherwise, we'll see you in a little bit.